Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Boston Bruins, follow Wiggy's advice, lose the last regular season game. Although, I don't think you could suggest that they tanked it. I mean, they were shooting like it was, like their lives depended on it in that third period. What'd they have, like 25 shots in the third period last night?
Yeah, they were 5 minutes into the second period. They had three shots. By the end of the game, they had like 36.
Yeah. So
it was like Courtney at the marathon party.
I'm already getting texts today asking if I have a drinking problem because people thought I was drunk on air yesterday. No,
really?
I was just tired. I went to sleep at 7:45 the night before.
Yeah.
But it was a long day. I drank like everybody else in the city yesterday besides Curtis.
What? Somebody suggested that you have a drinking problem? Oh, were they being nice about it or were they being mean about it?
They said they were concerned. Doomed if I do and I'm doomed if I don't with this audience because when I don't drink, I'm either pregnant or a fun sucker.
Right.
And then when I do drink,
that's my job.
I'm an alcoholic. So,
I mean, I don't know about anybody else. I sometimes prefer hungover Courtney on the show. Like I enjoy it yesterday. I don't want it every day, but yesterday... Hungover Courtney, I think, was great.
And it's very rare.
Yeah, it is.
Very rare. But thank you for that, Texter. I do not have a drinking problem. Thank God, because I can't imagine, you know, the struggle of people that do.
Okay. Well, we'll talk Bruins with Mike Milbury on this show tomorrow at about 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
And also tomorrow, Red Sox front office report. I'm assuming it's Craig Breslow. Who will join us tomorrow?
Yeah, my first question is just, how dare you?
So, tomorrow on this show, Mike Milbury on the Bruins and Greg Breslow.
Today's the day they turn it around.
A lot of season left.
Courtney and I were there last night. We had a great time with the listeners.
Right.
Bunch of really cool diehards who were there in their Sox gear and were... willing that we're trying their best to will that team to a victory. They made a run at it.
Yeah.
You just are lacking pieces here or there. Like, who would have expected going into this season that your starting pitching would be your positive?
Yep.
And that the things that they were focusing on, from at least when I listened to what Alex Cora told us on this radio show, are the things that are not vibing, to use a Courtney word, which is, fielding baseballs, defense.
And your bullpen is struggling.
And your bullpen, yes, 100%. And then
It's not Alex's fault, so we got to make sure we get some players there.
You got guys like, I don't know, I mean, you and Lou are going to disagree on whether it's Alex.
He's going to love my lead today, Lou.
We can get to that in a minute, but, are you putting on, we were there last night, and it was probably, I don't know, was that the second or third inning last night, Courtney, where Cassis.
Those
try to steal third base.
Tried to. And so
Greg did that after the game.
So not only does he not do it, but then you end up if you would have ended up advancing based on a hit,
mm-hmm.
and you're SOL, because mm-hmm. is that on him, or is that on, you're going to put that on coaching?
I don't know, because Cora looked at whoever the guy was next to him, and they both looked baffled, like, no, what is you doing trying to, does he have the, is he like Ricky Henderson? He has the green light to steal bases whenever he wants. At least wait till the pitcher lifts his front leg up before you start running.
I mean, I'm assuming that he tried manifesting it. He's that kind of a guy.
It was a very bad attempt.
I don't, maybe there was some kind of a whiteboard scenario or something where he thought he had to go ahead, but
I mean, he's stealing the base with like, 12 seconds left on the pitch clock. Don't you wait till the last 2 seconds when the guy has to throw the ball? That one was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. But anyway, I will say, if you get to join us at a game in the diehard seats with Sam Adams, it's a great spot to be.
I have never been to those tables. That is a perfect place to watch a game.
Yeah.
Perfect place. It was a beautiful night last night.
Yeah, it was.
The sun was setting. It was gorgeous.
It's really the Fenway experience for me.
Right.
That's why I go. Just kind of the whole Fenway experience. I don't care if they win or lose.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, honestly, Greg, you got what you paid for.
Right.
It looked crowded, though. Was it packed?
I wouldn't say packed.
Okay, so
it was like...
Maybe I'm watching
know,
a
like
TV
the,
copy.
There were a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. The bleachers were like...
What percent of the people at the game were watching it?
Probably not, man.
The bleachers were kind of like three quarters full. There were definitely a lot of empty seats in the bleachers.
Right.
But I don't know. It's April.
When we were walking in, though, you looked at me and you said, I can't believe how many people are here.
Right.
You also have to remember it was Marathon Monday weekend. Are people making a long weekend out of it and are still in town from running the marathon? There were a lot of marathon jackets there.
It's school vacation week, too, so you can go on the weeknight
without
worrying about it.
Oh, okay.
Also, can I get a douche move ruling? And I commend you. If you ran the Boston Marathon, I could never do it. It's amazing that you did it. How long after the marathon is over is it a douche move to be wearing your jacket around?
And the medal.
The city of Boston. I mean, how long?
I think
long?
You get this week.
You get this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you complete a marathon, you can wear it whenever you want. Because it's something I will never do. I will never be able to do. Zdeno Chara decided to run it in 3.5 hours and then go do the London Marathon on Sunday in less than a week. And I can't even sit and watch 2 3.5-hour movies in a week.
That's so impressive. He did Monday in 3.5 hours, and he's going to run London this week?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Wow. That's impressive.
Good for him.
That is impressive.
Yeah,
that's... It only takes him 10 strides to do it, but
that's
still impressive.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we had fun last night, and next up, it's me and Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a diehard and you can prove it with a photo, just go to the contest page at weei.com and upload a picture that demonstrates your ongoing love for the Boston Red Sox, and you can join me and Wiggy in May for a game in the Sam Adams seats, and we'll have a couple Sam Summers. And a couple glizzies, and everything will be A-okay. Let's get right to this, please.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to.
It's a problem for me, Shime. Let it breathe for a minute. I know.
Now when I talked to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
See, I know the song, and back somewhere deep in my old brain, I think that it's, I feel like it's a Fleetwood Mac song.
Okay.
But that doesn't sound to me like Fleetwood Mac. That sounds, is that a cover of the original song?
It may be. I just stumbled across this, so I don't know if it's a cover. But this is a song by Slash featuring Chris Stapleton called Oh Well.
Oh Well.
Okay, Oh Well is a Fleetwood Mac song.
Oh, so there you go. Okay.
Okay, and so I didn't realize that that was Chris Stapleton and Slash.
Correct.
Oh Well, also the Red Sox 2024 season DVD title.
Well done, Curtis, and it's early.
Hey, you know, I've been up.
All right. Your lead this morning, Shime?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. So Jack Edwards announced yesterday prior to the game that he was retiring. They had a big ceremony for him, and I'm happy. I'm happy that he's retiring on, I guess, his more or less his terms, and he's going out with his golden stick. But it was it was time. Like, it was and it's hard because he comes out and says,
not the word I would choose.
Sorry. Pause. He comes out and says that there's nothing wrong. They did all these tests. They can't find anything wrong. It's just like something's going on and they don't know. So you don't want to make fun of him, but it sounds awful. And so this was something that needed to be done like halfway through the season. And so the fact that they're at, I give them credit for at least recognizing the fact that they need to do this and they need to move forward. And it's the right decision. And I'm glad you honored him the way you did, because he needed that, deserved that for being here for 19 years. I'm stoked for Brick. I think Brick is going to love whatever comes next, and I hope that it's some, they bring in somebody good and not some schmuck to do that job.
Yeah,
because you need somebody good and passionate.
Listen, Andy Brickley, there's, as far as guys who Wiggy brought up earlier, guys, girls, whatever, who are doing color, he is one of the best in the business. He does not get in the way of the game. He gives you insight.
Yep. He's so good.
He's extremely knowledgeable when it comes to the game. I think Jack, his shtick, which we talked about earlier, doesn't work if he's struggling cognitively to get it out in a quick period of time.
Yes. It's like an improv artist. You can't, if you're struggling with things going on in your brain, you're not going to be able to make funnies.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to make jokes.
So I don't know if this was a request of Pat Maroon or not. And Pat Maroon said, I will come back and I'll be ready for the playoffs if Jack is gone. But
could he have done it without making the funnies? Like, so in his everyday life?
No, it's not the funnies.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's like the big dramatic soliloquy.
The one line is that makes Jack.
It's not one line.
I think it is.
It was also his cadence as a whole had slowed down.
Yeah, but you're saying that you think Jack Edwards is a one-liner guy?
Well, no, that's what made him.
Greg, it makes sense. His one-liner is an essay just like Jack's.
That's what made Jack.
No, what made
Jack. Yeah, it was. It was, poked the bear, and now he's woken up. It's it was.
Okay, but that's not a one-liner.
What is it?
It's like it's a speech. Like, like he prided himself not only on his game prep. You know, have you ever seen his?
Yeah, I know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8x11 placard in which he lists every possible potential line. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy was very well prepared and put a lot of effort and very passionate. But he also did these, you know,
one-liners.
They were not one-liners. I don't know why. I'm not arguing.
You and I disagree. So what do they call, Professor?
He wants to rip that guy limb from limb. And who wouldn't want to see that?
So what is that?
I'm not arguing.
That's what
I have a new no argument policy on this show. I just let everybody say whatever they want, and I don't even disagree.
And the Leafs are mulch again.
That's right. Wiggy's right on that.
That's
stuff.
A one-liner.
He did that a lot.
But that's what made him, like, right. We loved him because of that.
Right. He had the quick punchline.
If he, like, Mike Gorman just called the basketball game as he seen it. Jack didn't do that. It was whether you don't want to call him one-liners, Curtis, that's a good one, punchlines, whatever it is. That's what made Jack unique.
And Smith grabs the puck and scores!
Yes.
So, I mean.
And that is why last night they presented him with the golden shtick.
Oh.
All right.
That was pretty good.
But, Shime, you are, although you're sad for Jack.
Yeah, he's okay, because I hope he's not just saying they don't know what's wrong and they actually know what's wrong. I hope he is okay. Like, as a human being, I wish the best for him.
Okay.
But I'm glad he's out.
Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Thank you. And I would just like to say on that point, Dale Arnold, and I'm not being fake here, the best hockey broadcaster in the history of Nesson.
Dale here.
So they made the wrong choice with Jack over Dale. That's all I'll say about that.
Take your Harvard degree and take it to the hospital.
we talk often about strength on this show or, you know, mental health. And Courtney, I know, mentioned this prior to the marathon, but we all know the awful, horrific tragedy where Patrick Clancy's wife killed their three kids before trying to take her own life. And I don't know how people do things like this, but Patrick completed the marathon, the 26.2-mile race, in honor of his fallen kids, Cara, Dawson, and Kaylin. And he raised $70,000+ for Boston Children's Hospital. I don't know how he says he's forgiven his wife. And there are things that people are able to do, like parents of people that they forgive the person that killed their kid. And it's like, my brain doesn't work like that. I don't know how you're able to, but I also am at a place now that I didn't think I'd get to. So you work through things, I guess, but that seems like a bridge too far. However, Patrick Clancy and what he did and how he was able to channel that unbelievable just pain and trauma that he endured is remarkable. So congratulations to him and his ability to turn something awful into something good for other kids that are getting treated at the Boston Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's so well said, Curtis. And you're thinking about somebody who obviously married his wife, was in love with his wife, and then that horrific thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you go on, you know, after losing your kids, and what does your relationship remain with your wife, who is, you know, clearly dealing with something horrific? It's amazing that the human spirit is able to overcome sometimes.
And he's just been a class act this entire time. Obviously, with postpartum psychosis, I can't even imagine that. But the fact that he was standing by her side while she dealt with it before this tragedy, and then releasing a statement that basically said, please forgive her. He has been...
Like, I don't know how you walk into that house, see your wife nearly dead, see your three kids all but basically dead, and don't kill yourself. Like, I would just die. What's the point? Like, to be able to overcome that and to get to that stage is unbelievable.
I agree with the Twitcher who says, quality lead, Curtis.
Oh, thanks.
Quality lead.
One. Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.